You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome into the gym class here in KGYM. 4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Great to have you aboard. Scott Udash with you from our studios. Mark Dukes will join me coming up in a moment from the southwest side. Buttons on the other side of the glass, and you, the most important components of our equation today, are listeners. Thank you very much for joining us, 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM. Here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman. It is time for Off the Glass, as Kevin will join us live from Arch Madness in St. Louis, as that gets underway this evening with the first couple of games, the play-in games, the pigtail games, if you will. And that will get underway, I believe, at about 5:30 coming up in St. Louis at the Enterprise Center this evening, as the Missouri Valley will get a tournament champion claimed this weekend. And we'll see if it's Drake. We'll see if it's Loyola. Maybe we'll see if it's you and I. All those possibilities are in a line and still alive. So we'll talk about that. Big 10, Big 12, national as well, coming up with Kevin in just a little bit. Iowa, Nebraska coming up tonight from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. 8 o'clock is a tip-off time for that one. We will kick that around a little bit, talk about what happened the previous night as far as college basketball, get you updated on the PGA Tour, get you updated on the Girls' State Basketball Tournament from today as well. 319-366-1600, that is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. Same digits at 319-366-1600. Ralph in Riverside, no, I don't know why we are not all playing golf. Maybe this weekend, Sunday. We'll see. Temperature sneaking up close to 60 before they hit 60 coming up next week. We'll see how it plays out. But good afternoon, Mark. How are you doing?
Job on this football game yesterday. And
thank you.
Yeah, that was quite a game. And a lot to get to today. Looking forward to it. No, it's not quite my kind of weather for a game of golf. And frankly, it's going to be pretty mushy out there this weekend, isn't it?
Well, maybe.
Lift, clean, and plays.
Well, it's lift, clean, and plays. If they can do it on the PGA Tour, we can do it out at our local muni or wherever you choose to play golf. Right?
Well, I do that in the middle of summer.
So. Oh, we'll talk to Kevin Lehman coming up in a little bit. We do have golf going on. The Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. Of course, tip of the hat to the king. And Arnold Palmer, of course, no longer with us, but his legacy lives on. And no bigger part of his legacy than the Arnold Palmer Invitational going on in Orlando at Bay Hill, the club that Arnold founded some decades ago. But Zach Johnson got off to a good start, and is he keeping it up, Mark?
Negatory. He was 3 under par through his first 7 holes. He started on the back 9. And then made 4 bogeys in 5 holes, including 1 in the water on his 12th hole, third hole. Playing a par 5 right now. So he's plus 1 right now through 12 holes, still with a couple par 5s, chance to get it back. And doesn't sound very good, but a lot of higher scores today. Not so much for Rory McIlroy, who this morning shot 6 under par, 66. He is tied for the lead with Corey Connors, playing with Zach Johnson. Connors 6 under par also through 12 holes.
Look who's won back. Getting ready for the Masters. Bryson DeChambeau is one back. So could be a fun. It's always a very fun event because there are a lot of there are four par fives. They're all reachable. There is a lot of drama involved, but yeah, we'll see how it all plays out. But yeah, higher than usual scores as far as Bay Hill is concerned. Not sure if the wind is up or what today. I haven't had a chance to really look things over, but 6 under with Rory out in front, along with the Canadian Corey Connors, who is still out on the course. Some big names up top. Bryson, we mentioned, is up there. Lee Westwood, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Jordan Spieth, Tommy Fleetwood, Matt Wallace, all up there as well. As a lot of the Euros starting to turn their attention to the United States, Mark, since we're about a month away from the Masters at Augusta.
Yeah, true. Ralph in Riverside likes Matthew Fitzpatrick to finish in the top 10 this week. He's in the top 10 right now.
Yes, he is.
We'll follow that just because we like Ralph. We like his texts. Will Zalatoris, Ralph, even par right now, okay?
Yeah. Oh, Will. A little bit of a thorn in my side so far this year. 319. You got to know. It's an inside thing. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you as we get ready to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up in just a little bit. We've got the girls' state basketball tournament going on as well today. That, of course, continues as far as the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines is concerned. And earlier on today, a very good effort in Class 5A as far as Iowa City West is concerned. But the Trojans fall just a little bit short as Iowa City West falls to the number two seeded, number two rated Johnston Dragons, 52-47. And West just could not get the outside shots to go down with the regularity they did against Waterloo West. But great season. Tip of the cap to BJ Marin Company for West High as, again, another terrific year as they get into the Final Four.
Yeah, wonderful effort today. Listening to that game earlier and just about pulled it off, but just couldn't quite get it done. Scott, you know, there's Johnston, one of those teams that only played like a dozen games this year.
I think the girls played a few more than the boys. The boys only played a dozen, like you mentioned, during the regular season. But I think the girls did play. Waukee did not play a bunch of games, but it will be Waukee and Johnston in the championship game. Waukee had a big second half. They took care of Ankeny Centennial by a score of 50-29. So it'll be Waukee taking on Johnston. They got 3A going on right now, as a matter of fact. As the 3A game, we got a little of upset brewing here. In fact, it's not brewing. It's nearly over. West Lyon leading number one seeded, number one rated Cherokee, 51-37, with about 90 seconds remaining in that ball game. So looks like we're going to have a big upset in Class 3A. And then tomorrow, Miles and Eric will be back down for West Branch girls basketball. West Branch will take on Dyke New Hartford in a Class 2A quarterfinal. That will be at 11:45. With the pregame on 106.3 FM with a 12 noon start to that one coming up on Friday. And you mentioned Springville. Springville gave Audie Crooks and Algona Garrigan everything they wanted yesterday. Led at one point in the fourth quarter of that game, but Garrigan came back and hit some free throws down the stretch and got the victory in that 1A quarterfinal.
Yeah, Crooks being recruited, as I understand, by all four of the major colleges in Iowa.
And many, 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 many more.
Yes, indeed. She's a very strong girl and with some skills. So curious what you thought of the atmosphere over there yesterday.
You know, it was, it's not what it has been, obviously, in the past. We are way up high this year, which is different. And you know what? It might not be a bad thing. You don't get a lot of the catcalls and comments from various folks in the arena. But as far as that part is concerned, that is a little bit different because it is very quiet up there. Not a lot of people around, period. And the course, they capped it at 4,500 for each game. As far as the teams are concerned, they clear everything out between games and do the disinfecting, do everything, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mask required the whole time. They're doing the best they can. There's no halftime entertainment. There's no outside anything going on this year. In fact, talking with Jason Esslinger from the Girls High School Athletic Union, this year the very popular annual Parade of Champions will not even take place. It will be a virtual Parade of Champions this year. So that's going to be a little bit unusual. So a lot of changes, but a lot of things remain the same. They did, I think, yeoman's work as far as keeping it as close to normal as possible in very abnormal times.
And we're getting there, I think. Announced today that the Big Ten basketball tournament is going to allow 8,000 fans in Lucas Oil Stadium. And like I said, I think we're slowly, making progress.
Yeah, 8,000, and that's going to be just a little bit less than 50% capacity as far as Indianapolis is concerned. So, yeah, I think that's a win. As long as everyone adheres to all the rules and regulations, I think everything's going to be fine. And that is going to be a very, very odd thing next week because it will mark the one-year anniversary of when everything started, shut down due to the COVID pandemic. And yeah, it's just going to be very, very odd to think back and relive some of the memories that we went through last year, 1 year, 52 weeks and 1 year ago at this time.
Yeah, perhaps it will be. I prefer to look at it and try to put things in the rearview mirror. We'll see how much more we can progress here, and hopefully it's by leaps and bounds here in the next couple of months.
Indeed. 316, Kevin is ready to go, so we're going to take a break. Buttons is going to get Kevin Lehman on the phone from down in St. Louis, and we're going to talk about Arch Madness and basketball with our Off the Glass segment. That's coming up next. Listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Save big money in your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. Give your walls a new look with Smart Coat from Zinsser. It's an advanced paint and primer in one with ultra-smooth coverage, superior adhesion, and exceptional washability. Interior flat paint on sale now, plus 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through March 6th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier winter sports season has officially come to a close. The boys basketball team wrapped up their state run Thursday night with a hard-fought effort that ended in a loss to Davenport Assumption, 53-49 in the sub-state regional semifinals last Thursday night. Sophomores Aiden McDermott and Aiden Yamulkowski each scored 9 points for the Saints, and senior Jack Breitbach added 8. The Xavier boys bowling team brought home some hardware. The Saints placed third at the state meet last week at Cadillac XBC in Waterloo. Jason Corbel placed 9th as an individual. Congratulations to Coach Camacho and the entire team. Saints athletes will now gear up for the new sports season, which will begin following spring break.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter. And it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
And we are back at 319, Gym Class for a Thursday, coming your way on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. And Looking forward to talking to the coach, Kevin Lehman, coming up here next. And we're going to do that. It's our Thursday staple. It is Off the Glass with Kevin Lehman, and it's brought to you each Thursday by Coldwell banker and real estate professional, Chris Lehman. Chris, with over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction, you can trust him if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. You can find out more information about Chris and what he's got to offer by going online at shootershomes.com. That is shootershomes.com. And we join up with the coach, Kevin Lehman, down in St. Louis. Arch Madness is about 2 hours from getting started with the Thursday night games, which this year will include the 7-10 game and you and I taking on Illinois State coming up. Kevin, how's everything in St. Louis?
Doing good, Scott. I got to the testing, so they let me in the arena. We're going to be broadcasting from the third deck. I went to Shields on Wednesday and bought a set of binoculars, so I am ready to go.
Yeah, we were just commenting. I was just talking about the fact that at the state tournaments this year, we are in the third and level as well, and it is different. It is different up there, and I must admit, I did have the binoculars ready to go. I did not have to use them, though, so hopefully, you know, we'll see. We'll see how you make out today.
Well, you're younger. You've got better eyes than I do, because when I walked up there, Drake was practicing, and those numbers were a little bit blurry. I kind of tell guys by their body movement who it is, but this is not the first time we've been up in the upper deck doing games. Most of the year, we've been up high, and you can kind of see the spacing better, though, Scott. I do like that part of it. But you cannot see the emotion on the players' faces or the coaches' faces. That's the one thing that I do miss.
Kevin, we're going to talk Iowa, Nebraska here in a little bit. But as long as we're on the Valley and you're on site, let's tackle that right now. You and I, Illinois State, facing off this evening. And the winner gets Drake. And Darren DeVries named the Valley Coach of the Year today. But Drake did not get very good news on Tang Hemphill. Apparently, he won't play this weekend.
Well, I just had the Zoom call with Darren, and he didn't rule it out, but he kind of sounded like he was not going to play. He kept mentioning day-to-day, but I could kind of tell there's a little tension in Darren's voice, and I doubt you're going to see Tang Hemphill. He did reference at one point he would be ready for the NCAA tournament, as he was asked that question about seeding and injuries to the Drake team. So I still think they got to get by the winner of this UNI Illinois State game and get a game against Missouri State to help boost their resume.
Southern Illinois and Bradley get things started. That winner will take on Loyola coming up tomorrow. Mention UNI and Illinois State, the nightcap tonight. Panthers did everything right. This didn't get the help they needed to get out of the Thursday games. Third time they're meeting the Redbirds in 6 days. Is that worrisome for Ben Jacobson?
You know, that's a great question. This is the first time in 100 years that a Valley school has played a team back-to-back-to-back because they had, you know, the scheduling where they played back-to-back games during the schedule. And it took them two overtimes and a hook shot by Austin Fife to beat them Saturday night, to beat the Redbirds Saturday night. So it's going to be an interesting game. I really think the key, again, as I tell you every week, is Noah Carter. When he scores points, the Panthers win games. You got experience in Burhau, Fife, both Heisey and Bowen Bourne named the all-freshman team. Bourne named to the freshman of the year. So I thought that was some great accolades for that backcourt in Northern Iowa. And you know, guys, they're playing better the last couple games. They've won, I think, three of their last four. So this is a Northern Iowa team that's trending in the right direction right now.
Kevin, what does Drake have to do to get in the NCAA tournament, or is it safe now?
Well, I tell you what you got to look for, guys. And I just had this discussion with Rich Svozak, who's the other analyst. You got to look at the bid stealers. And you know, they are that last four-in group, which is a dangerous spot to be because you got Duke can play their way in through the ACC tournament. Keep a watch on what happens in the American, like Wichita State, those types of teams can play their way in. And also teams like in the Atlantic, Ken, St. Louis, if there's upsets in those tournaments, and even the Mountain West, so comparable leagues like the Valley, if there's an upset in there, that's going to take a spot away, what we call bid stealers. And also in the Big East, you've got Xavier and Seton Hall fighting for a spot. So once those teams win that Big East tournament, that's also a bid stealer. So, but I think to answer your question, if they beat Missouri State, which is in the 80s net, and Drake gets the championship game and would lose it, I think they're still in. But they can't afford to trip up before that championship game.
I'm with you. If Drake loses anywhere before the championship, they are probably on the outside looking in, despite the fact they're a 41 net and 24 and 3 overall. And I'm sure deep down, Darren DeVries probably knows that as well. On the other hand, I think barring a first-round loss for Loyola against one of the two teams playing, Bradley or SIU, coming up tonight, I think Loyola is pretty safe.
Yeah, I'm with you on that because of if you look at their road win at Drake, Loyola's is really going to help them. Drake's road wins are quad twos. So I think when push comes to shove with that committee, they're going to look at what you did on the road. Loyola has had some success there, a little more than the Bulldogs. So I think that's going to help them in that situation. And they're solidly on the eight line right now. So it's the, I think the Bulldogs are very similar to where Northern Iowa was last year. But they just can't afford to trip up before that championship game.
Speaking of that, Mark, if I can get two more questions in for the Valley. Number one, yeah, you don't think Ben Jacobson remembers what Drake did to you and I last year when they're going to meet in the hopefully in the quarterfinals? We'll see. And number two, wanted to get your opinion. There are a lot of reports floating out there that Indiana State perhaps is going to be letting Greg Lansing go after this year, despite the fact they finished in fourth place, 14-9, 11-7 in the Valley. And is that fair? I guess those two questions.
Well, the first question, yeah, they're going to let him go. And I think I was that close to Greg, knew about this most of the season. I think he even addressed it with his team at the end of the year that he was not going to have his contract extended past this year with the administration that came in a couple of years ago. And, you know, when you say, is that fair, Scott? I've been one of those coaches that have been through that. You get new administration. They always talk about a roadmap, but they don't give you the roadmap of the direction they're going. He's put a lifetime in. I think 10 years as a head coach, 7 years as an assistant. He's two wins away from being matching the all-time winningest record at Indiana State. And this is a team or a program that has the lowest budget in the Valley. He's done more with less than anybody. So hopefully, I think similarly, I'd like to see him make a run all the way to championship. And maybe he'll be like Tom Davis was back in, 98 or 99 when Bob Bowlsby came in, and he was a lame duck coach. They just kept winning in the tournament. Did they get the Sweet 16 that year,
Yes,
Hawks?
Yes, they did. And, what are they going to get better in Terre Haute?
Well, Scott, you're preaching the choir in this one. That guy's a heck of a coach. And, he's an Iowa guy. I've known him forever. Played at Harlan. His dad's a Hall of Fame. He's an Iowa Hall of Fame. Was on Alfred's staff, just not only a great, but a great person, and he'll be sorely, sorely missed in this league. And I'm with you. I think it's a big mistake that administration's making.
Kevin, before we get to tonight's game, let's talk about Iowa's most recent two games since we talked to you last. First of all, comment on the Michigan game, and then the Ohio State game.
Well, I tell you what, Michigan looked like national champions that night, but then they turned around against Ohio State a couple days later and really struggled. But I think if you look at this Iowa team, if you go back to that loss to Indiana at home, their defense has been sensational except for that Michigan game. The win at Ohio State, I think we're seeing a team that understands that they have to be able to guard and stop dribble penetration, contest threes to be successful in this NCAA tournament, and they're doing that now. So you've got Nebraska at home, Wisconsin at home. This is a team that's going to be probably on the two-seed line. if they make a run and get the championship of the Big Ten tournament, they might be able to move up to the number one seed line, but I really look for them to be a two seed when this shakes out.
Did you think that was Iowa's best game of the year against Ohio State?
I think we could categorize it bigger than that. I think it's the best game. I'm trying to think of another game in the Fran McCaffrey era where they were better. Maybe that win at Michigan State a few years ago. But I think it's up there in the top five in the Fran McCaffrey 11 years at Iowa.
Well, it's got to be up there. It's got to be – it's top 10 for sure, the way they played as far as that game is concerned. You talk about Michigan, and I said this Tuesday, Michigan hadn't had a dud yet. Cross that off the list because Michigan had a dud. Now, Illinois is very good, even without DeSumo, but that was the Michigan dud that they had somewhere along the line. You knew it coming, and probably best to get it out of the way for Juwan Howard now than in the Big Ten tournament or beyond that.
Well, I think you're right, Scott, but look what they have up next. They got to go to Ohio State. Or excuse me, that's Illinois goes to Ohio State. They got Michigan State at home, and then Michigan goes to Michigan State. And, you know, Michigan State team that's trending upward. But you're right. If you're the coach, you want that thing out of there before you go to the Big Ten tournament. But I tell you what, did Illinois flex their muscles in that game? That was a eye-opener. Because you've talked about this all year, Scott. I know you've been a backer. This is a Final Four team, and they certainly look like a team that could win the national championship in what they did against Michigan without DeSumo playing in that game.
Iowa's opponent tonight, Nebraska, coming off its best game. Kind of a shocker, 21-point win over Rutgers. I made the point, I think it was yesterday, that might have been to Iowa's benefit. What say you?
Well, I don't know. I think the Nebraska team's maybe starting to catch fire a little bit. You know, they released a player, much like Duke did, and they've been playing better ever since. And my question with that was, what has happened to Rutgers? Because there's a team we talked about a lot in January, and they have drifted downward. This is a Nebraska team getting better, but still they're not going to be able to beat the Hawks in Carver-Hawkeye. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, Iowa fans are hoping that you are right about that, and we shall see. Fred Hoiberg coming back to Iowa City, and that should be very interesting as well. And tell you what, the Big 12, Baylor and West Virginia was about the best game that we have seen all year as far as college basketball is concerned, in my opinion.
That was an all-out war. And, you know, Baylor had something to prove after that loss at Kansas. And we know how good West Virginia is. There's another team to keep an eye on. But those guards for Baylor, they can defend as well as anybody in the country. Fun game to watch. And I think it's just kind of precursor, guy, what we're going to see in some of these tournaments, conference tournaments, and what we're going to see in this first, second rounds of the NCAA. I think we're, even though it's going to be, you know, a little different because of COVID and empty arenas, I think this is going to be a great tournament. And, you know, kudos to the NCAA for pulling this thing off. And let's hope that all teams can stay safe and healthy and we have everybody that's invited to the tournament able to participate.
Kevin, I'll give you a chance to either endear yourself or alienate yourself with Iowa fans. The question is, who is Luka Garza's competition for National Player of the Year, and does he get your vote?
I still think it's DeSumo at Illinois, and we'll see how soon he's back. Because what DeSumo does is he has the ability to hit game winners. We've seen him do that at Northwestern. He's an NBA guard, first-round pick. But my vote for a body of work goes to Luka Garza for what he's done throughout the season. You know, we talked this the other day. He had 16 points in the game. We thought it was a bad outing for Luka Garza. When he doesn't have a double-double, we kind of look at it and say, what happened? Was he in foul problems? But this guy, he is so fun to watch, and the work ethic that Luka Garza has is not matched by anybody in the country. And he gets more out of what he has than anybody. That's what I love about him.
How about, How about Archie Miller at Indiana? Does he survive?
Did you listen to that press conference on the Big Ten Network the other day? He looked like a coach that was
knew what was coming,
where his team was at.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, it's like he couldn't get his team to respond, and he's tried pulling every trick he can out of his coaching bag, and nothing has worked. They have not responded to him, and you know, I just felt bad for him because you could tell he was so frustrated. And he's getting a lot of heat because we know, you know, that's, we talk about blue bloods. They still think Indiana is a blue blood. They're still living in that Bobby Knight era. The world has changed, guys. We've got Gonzagas and Villanovas of the world. I think the hierarchy at the top has changed, and that's an Indiana team. I kind of compare it to, you know, Indiana basketball is not our dad's Indiana basketball, just like Nebraska football is not our father's Nebraska football. The world has changed, and the Hoosiers have not accepted it yet.
Yeah,
Kevin, we have two questions for you on our text line. The first one is, I want to know your thoughts about what's going on at Creighton. And I think that has to do with the head coach's comments, poor choice of words in a postgame.
Yes. You know, Greg McDermott's comment was, you know, we have to all stay in the plantation, and you know, he's the one that brought this up and knew he made a mistake. I don't think it went public till he made it public. Very apologetic. And I listened to one of his press conferences here, it was either last night or this morning, where it really affected their team's play and their loss at Xavier because they're going through so much emotionally, and he's apologized time and time again. And you know, I coached Greg at Northern Iowa. He's a farm kid from Cascade, Iowa. I followed his career. He's helped me immensely. Actually, that's how I got into broadcasting when I did the Iowa State Cyclone Network. He asked me to come do his television. So, you know, I know Greg well. I think it's a slip of the tongue and something he's apologized for and something that he's going to say he's going to grow from. And I think that's the best news that he said, you know, I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to become a better person because of this. And very apologetic to his team and anyone else that he would have offended with those statements.
Couple other questions real quick. 0905, do you think the officiating in the NCAAs could benefit Iowa with tighter officiating compared to what Iowa has seen in the rough and tumble Big Ten with the officials?
Oh, I think they get into the tournament, they let them play. But let me tell you this, guys. I won't name the official, but he told me this because I said, you guys got an easy job now because you have a blocked charge call. If you're at Carver Hawkeye, there's not 15,000 people yelling at you if that call goes against Iowa. And here's what his response was. He said, the easiest part's been the coaches don't play to the crowd. And I haven't thought that before. You know how coaches, the crowd gets going, the coach kind of has to play up to them? You're not seeing that so much now because there isn't a huge crowd in there. And I never thought of that, but the official said, it's been easier for us because we don't have to deal with the antics of a coach trying to answer to his crowd. I thought that was a really interesting perspective.
Interesting. 8186 has a very tough gray area philosophical question before we let you go here about the Iowa all-time assist leader. Who do you want on your team, Bohannon or Horner?
That's a great question. That is a great question. Wow. You know, Horner's a little bit taller. I tell you what, I think I take Bohannon because he's got the cojones to make the shots. And not that Jeff Horner didn't, but and maybe it's because watching J-Bo plays a little bit fresher in my mind. And I did coach against Jeff Horner in primetime league, and that dude can flat-out shoot it from anywhere. That's a really good question, guys. But I'm gonna go with Bohannon right now. My apologies to you, Jeff Horner, but I'm gonna give my vote to J-Bo.
Of course, Jeff Horner now head coach down at Truman State, and probably
doing a great job down there, guys.
Yes, and taking a lot of Eastern Iowa kids down there too.
I was gonna say that he has mined Iowa immensely. He's got the Miller kid from Regina that's starting for him down there as a freshman, so he's doing a great job.
Got Caleb Schlake coming from Kennedy, and one of the starting forwards at Cedar Falls coming down for him as well this year. So, yeah, he's he knows Eastern Iowa basketball still.
Yeah, and I think they still, at least they're, you know, one thing you find about recruiting is even though the kids won't remember Jeff Horner, their dads and moms do. So it helps you in that living room. And, you know, I saw that happen when I was at Northern Iowa with Kevin Boyle. We walked into those uniforms or into those living rooms to recruit, and those dads all wanted Kevin Boyle, KB's autograph from that Final Four team they played for with Lute. So it was a big a plus in recruiting. I'm sure Jeff Horner's getting the same thing when he goes to Iowa at home to recruit.
Yeah, dads wanted the autograph, and the moms all asked if Kevin knew Steve Carfino.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. Who's your pick before we let you go? Who's your pick to win Arch Madness?
You know, there's an upset here every year. It'd be easy for me to stay Loyola, but I'm not going to. I'm going to play my dark horse with Missouri State.
Okay.
But I think Northern Iowa wins this game tonight, and I think the Drake-Northern Iowa game, I'm kind of thinking the Panthers might be able to get the Bulldogs tomorrow. I just got this little feeling about this is a wounded Drake team. This is a Northern Iowa team that's trending upward. But, you know, if you're smart money, you're going to bet on Loyola. But I've had them enough times that I've seen they've struggled to shoot the basketball. So I'm going to go with a dark horse, Missouri State, to win this.
All right. There you go. Well, it'll be fun. We'll catch you on the tube, and next week we'll take a look back at what happened in St. Louis, and then all the Power 5 tournaments are going to be getting underway. So looking forward to that, Kevin, and enjoy Arch Madness. Wish we were down there with you.
Yes. I tell you, Scott, Mitch Holt has just walked by. I should have grabbed him and put him on the air with you, because I know that you're a big Chiefs fan.
Yes.
That's who I'm going on the air with tonight.
Well, tell Mitch, give him my regards and all of Chiefs Kingdom. So there you go. Thanks.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
Have a good one.
All right. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us live from St. Louis in Arch Madness as that gets underway tonight. UNI, the second game, as UNI will take on Illinois State winner. That one will get Drake coming up tomorrow. As a great time of the year with college basketball tournaments getting underway with a lot of the mid-majors and lower conferences right now. The A-10 is getting underway today. Missouri Valley getting underway today. The Power Five's coming up next week. It's just it is a lot of fun. Enjoy this time of year. And, Arch Madness is going to be fun. It is wide, wide open. Loyola is the favorite. But I'm kind of with Kevin, Mark. I think Missouri State could make some noise down there, the Bears.
Yeah, it's a great time of year, and I'm just thankful that we've gotten to this point, and hopefully we can continue. And so there is going to be an upset or two in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, there's no doubt. But I have a hard time looking past Loyola, but we're going to find out real soon.
It would be a shame if Drake did slip up. Everything they have accomplished this year, overcome as far as the injuries are concerned, it would be a shame. With that being said, though, if Ben Jacobson has a shot to knock him off and maybe exact a little revenge from last year when 8-seeded Drake knocked off number one UNI, he's gonna let every opportunity to let the fur fly tomorrow. So got to win tonight, though.
Yeah, we'll see if that matchup transpires, and that would be an awful lot of fun, no question about it. I wanted to get to our poll question today, Scott, at kgymradio.com before we get too far away from the Iowa-Nebraska game. It's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, and thanks to Steve Anderson and his crew doing work in that field since 2003. What is tonight's best bet in Iowa City? Iowa giving 17 points, Nebraska getting 17, and the line is 155. I'm sorry, the total is 155 points scored by both teams. Would you go over or under that? Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com.
Fred Hoiberg and the Huskers making their way to Carver for the game here tonight. We'll take a break, come back, Bowling Night in America wrap up. We'll talk about Iowa and Nebraska and more when we come back at 3:44. Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM.
I'm Mary Neubauer with the Iowa Lottery. March is National Problem Gambling Awareness Month when we highlight and remind Iowans that help is always available 24/7 here in our state.
And I'm Eric Preuss with the Iowa Department of Public Health. Visit yourlifeiowa.org to learn more about problem gambling or to start the conversation with someone who cares by clicking on live chat or by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's free and confidential.
And it's something you can do anytime.
I'm Governor Kim Reynolds. COVID-19 isn't bigger than Iowans' resolve to overcome it. Together, we can stop the spread of the virus and get life back to normal by taking simple steps to protect ourselves and others. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, get tested, and isolate from others if you have the virus, and get a flu shot to prevent further illness. Doing these things will protect you and those most at risk. Let's step up and stop the spread together.
Sponsored by the State of Iowa and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Back at 3:46 on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott, Mark Buttons with you. Thank you very much for joining us. We do have Iowa State basketball coming up tonight. Cyclones taking on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech, and that'll be a 5:30 start. It's an early one again. 5:30 pregame time, 1600 AM, along with 102.3 FM. Todd and Alex will be on 106.3 FM with their program. That will be starting at 5:30 today. And then coming up tomorrow, we've got girls state basketball tournament action for you. A 2A state semifinal, as it'll be West Branch, the Bears, taking on Dyke New Hartford, what should be an excellent ball game tomorrow. And that will get underway at 11:45. And that will come your way on 106.3 FM. Of course, yesterday you heard from Mark Ironside as he previewed the Big Ten wrestling tournament. And, of course, his segment each week is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. I missed hearing Mark. Mark, I asked Buttons for a summation of the segment. All he could say was, Mark's ready.
Mark was great as usual, and we analyzed each and every weight class and which – team might give Iowa the biggest run for their money, for its money. I'm sorry. Probably the most interesting thing I found out is Mark has to drive to Penn State. And normally he's on the plane with the team, but because of protocols and whatnot, evidently he and others are driving to Penn State. He's very much looking forward to the tournament, but not so much the drive there and back.
I do not blame him. I hope he's taking a two-day trip, because that's a two-dayer. We went to Pennsylvania a couple of years ago, and that's a two-dayer, man. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that straight.
I think he's traveling with others, so maybe they'll be switching off drivers. We'll ask him about that next week.
Okay, we're gonna find out. We're gonna get to the bottom of this situation. We're gonna get to the bottom of this thing. But yeah, that'll be coming up this weekend. That's a big part of the weekend. We've got some college basketball tournament finals coming your way. We got a big ball game in the Big Ten coming up on Saturday. We'll have for you. And the NBA All-Star Game on Sunday night coming your way right here on KGYM. But coming your way right now is a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night. It's brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the home of Bowling Night in America. And one of the important things that came out of last night. Summer wins, Mark. Summer wins. We had, of course, believe 4 weeks we lost when the numbers spiked in December as far as COVID is concerned. Made one of those up between Christmas and New Year's. The league was asked last night if they would like to extend the season and make up those 3 weeks. Summer wins. Mark, summer wins. We are not.
We've never signed up for a summer league and aren't about to now. So I'm happy that was the decision. It's going to be a shortened season, but that's okay. And as far as this season goes, the Rusty Nails still plodding along on the left-hand side of the ledger, despite an 18-12 loss last night to Professional Bowling Concepts. And last week, that team had four bowlers notch 700 series. None of them had a 700 series last night, but nevertheless, in a tight match, they bowled very, very well the third game, as you know, and pulled off that victory. And as a result, Pro Bowling Concepts pulled a mere half game ahead of the Rusty Nails in the standings. So the good guys in fifth now.
By a half a point. By a half a point. And we lost one game last night by 1 point. One pin. Won't divulge any names or anything like
make
that.
Make your free throws, dudes. Come on. Make your free throws.
Yeah. Well, we had a bad night with the 10-pin last night. Or the 7-pin, depending if you're Jason Cole and throw it left-handed. Just couldn't get those corners taken care of, but didn't bowl that bad. Hats off to Joel and everybody. They bowled very, very well. Max and Chase and the rest of them in that game.
No, hats off to you. I mean, you left town yesterday morning, did a game, the Springville game, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Wells Fargo in Des Moines, drove back and barely had a chance to get your shoes on, and went out and bowled a 620.
Not bad. Could have been better, too. The last game was not anything to write home about. But at any rate, they've got open bowling out there at May City and all kinds of things, pro shop, what have you. And you can give them a call about open bowling and for more information out at May City.
Yes, I'll give that information, but I don't want to neglect giving the high game and series last night. Marcus Mitz, your Chiefs brethren, had a 279 and 794 series. Joel Donner, Professional Bowling Concepts, equaled his 279 game. And, yeah, if you have interest in open bowling, those coveted summer leagues, or interested in what's going on in the pro shop, give May City Bowl a call. 362-0136, or you can always visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
A lot of people like bowling in the summer, Mark. We are not among them, but a lot of people do like bowling in the summer. So if that's your thing, man, go for it. And they've got leagues that are getting formed as of now as far as the summer is concerned. So ask them about that out at May City. We asked Marcus if that was all he had last night. he kind of gave us that smile. And at any rate, speaking of Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs making an announcement about a half an hour ago as they have a sponsorship in place as far as naming rights at Arrowhead Stadium is concerned. It will now be known as Gaia Field at Arrowhead Stadium. GEHA, that is a company that has been tied in very closely with the Chiefs over the last several years, and they have stepped up to help out with naming rights. But it'll still be known as Arrowhead Stadium. It'll just be Gaia Field at Arrowhead Stadium. So there you go.
A few more dollars in the bank for the Chiefs. Pay Patrick Mahomes and others.
Keep everybody happy. Iowa, Nebraska tonight. Will the Hawks be happy? Should, but then Nebraska took care of business in a big way against Rutgers. Been on quite a few, a little bit of a layoff since the game against Ohio State. You just can't blink. You can't do anything to jeopardize a double bye. That is the carrot on the end of the stick for the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Iowa men's basketball team. With that being said, I don't see a scenario tonight where Iowa does not get this victory. I don't know if it's going to be by 17 or whatever the case may be. And frankly, Fran McCaffrey doesn't care if it's by 17 or whatever. But it's a game Iowa should win, and Iowa is going to win.
Well, I think so, too. But that Nebraska game against Rutgers certainly caught my attention. I know Fred Hoiberg has to be very pleased with winning back-to-back games against Minnesota and Rutgers. But I agree with you, Scott. After that Ohio State game, I think Iowa sees the carrot out there and wants to go grab it with wins over Nebraska and Sunday against Wisconsin. And I expect the Hawkeyes to get it done.
Yeah, we'll see. Of course, Teddy Allen now gone as far as Nebraska is concerned. And the Huskers, I guess, did not miss him as far as his scoring is concerned. Only one double-figure scorer now on the Nebraska basketball team, Trey McGowans. And, we'll see. We'll see how things go as far as the Nebraska Cornhuskers are concerned coming in to Iowa City tonight. I think it's more of Iowa, just you take care of your own business, worry about what you do, and everything is going to come out okay tonight.
Yeah, I think so. And a Canadian, or an Australian, I'm sorry, led that team. He's at his fourth school. But he had 25 points in the Rutgers game, so he may be a guy to keep your eye on for Nebraska. Mayan is his last name. This is one of the worst free throw shooting teams in the country, Scott. 327th in the country in free throw shooting is the Nebraska team.
Interesting you mentioned free throws, because the one thing that we did talk about in the since the tournaments have started, in the high school tournaments and especially in colleges as well, is the fact that free throw shooting is so down this year. No one practices free throws anymore.
Yeah, I got to wonder about that. I mean, it's still 15 feet away from the basket. The basket is still 10 feet off the floor. It's got to be something like that. It's a head scratcher in Iowa. You know, Iowa shoots it much better than Nebraska, but the Hawkeyes have had their struggles at the line as well.
I mean, you have your nights every once in a while, but used to be if you were a 68%, 67%, 66% free throw shooting team, you're like, okay. Yeah, but not great. Now that's a good percentage for a team. And that's cost many teams several victories. Tournament stretch and throughout the year. Zach Johnson is wrapping up his first round. He just got one back, Mark.
He did indeed. He's through 15 holes in the Arnold Palmer Invitational, plus one on the day after a string of bogeys. Unfortunate in that regard, but he'll try to get at least another one back before he concludes his round. Currently tied for 60th. The lead right now, Corey Connors, is playing partner today. He is 7-under.
Oh, Canada.
Yes.
The Canadian Corey Connors out there in front right now. Tonight, Iowa State basketball, Cyclones and Texas Tech, 5:30 this evening on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM for you with a 6 o'clock tip-off from down in Lubbock. And the Iowa State women, a winner last night as well. Looks like it's going to be Iowa State, Texas in a 4-5 first-round Big 12 women's tournament game. That is going to be a lot of fun. That is going to be a war to see who's going to play Baylor. It's going to be a tough road for Iowa State as far as the women's tournament, but we'll see how they do. West Branch girls tomorrow at 11:45 and 106.3 FM. They take on Dyke New Hartford in a 2A state semifinal. We'll talk about the boys' state basketball tournament and all things with Jeff Johnson of the Gazette coming up tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Mark, we'll talk Iowa, Nebraska tomorrow as well. Have a great night.
You as well. Talk to you then.
Stay tuned. Todd and Alex, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Koons. That's coming your way next on KGYM.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...